See ya.
Hey, question.
Yeah.
In terms of covenant keeping in the Torah for you as Jews, are you keeping and attempting to keep the law of Moses and Yom Kippur to have atonement for the sins that when you break your covenant, the Davidic covenant, the Mosaic covenant, even the Adamic covenant that was broken in the Old Testament? Is it my understanding that you're not talking about an eternal Zion, but in order to keep Canaan and to keep the land? Like, is it mostly like earthly covenant keeping? Like, that's the purpose of the covenant according to like your understanding of the Torah? Or is it eternal life, like to have eternal life?
Well, God is eternal.
Right.
So any covenant with God, by nature, is eternal.
Right. He lists out specific like blessings and curses for covenant keeping and covenant breaking.
Yeah.
And so to break the covenant, the Mosaic covenant and the Davidic covenant, for example, like the king is no longer on the throne.
The king is no longer on the throne, yeah.
Right, because his descendants on earth. Right.
It doesn't mean that spiritually the idea doesn't exist.
Yeah. So we see the other side as well, like the new covenant talks about like an eternal life covenant. Not necessarily like to stay in the land or to be like exiled from the land, like Israel has been like disobedient to the covenants, and so God has brought Babylon, God has like, you know, cursed Israel. But is that the understanding that you have as well, that it's mostly like when you're covering your sins, if the temple existed and you were actually like offering sacrifices day and night to cover the sins of God's chosen people, is that for Canaan specifically, like it, where Israel is, like Jerusalem, yeah. To like a blessing in 1947 to have like Israel come back to the Jewish people, is that all mostly earthly minded to
no
have...
So everything is everything, all of these things we believe is spiritual,
yeah,
and it comes out into earth also,
right? Okay.
Right, and we were put here to do these things on earth,
right?
Because when we ultimately accomplish these things on earth, that was God's intention of creating the world, because he wants us to accomplish these things on earth.
Sure, yeah.
So now we're in exile, but that's because God wants us to work and to bring it back to our own work.
Right.
That's what we believe.
So for exile, when you say exile, what do you mean by exile?
By exile, I mean that, right, the temple is no longer standing. Right?
Okay, so you mean like a physical, actual, true exile, like without
physical,
the temple standing.
Physical as well as spiritual, because the physical temple was a place for God to spiritually rest in the world.
Right.
And from there, you know, everyone can connect to God, and all the prayers, it says, go up through the temple. So now that we don't have the temple, God wants us to work spiritually each on ourselves to bring back the temple, and therefore bring back God's presence back into the world,
right,
and ultimately to a higher point than when it was, you know, a higher presence of God than how it was by the temple.
Yeah, I mean, even after, like, you know, the first temple was destroyed, and you talk about Nehemiah coming back and like the old timers who knew what the temple used to be like before, like there were shouts of joy, if you remember reading in Nehemiah, for like the younger people who were just excited to get back, but then there was like wailing like of the old timers who actually saw, because the glory that they were rebuilding it to was nothing compared to what it was before. Do you focus on, because we focus as Christians, like, right, you know, trusting in Jesus as like the come Messiah, you know, talked about in Daniel chapter 9, like during the time of Rome, and we look to him because he brings a new covenant, like the one talked about in Ezekiel, where it's talking about like an eternal covenant, but it has to do with heaven and hell. It has to do with like eternal things, not like just earthly things per se, like eternal life. Do you talk about eternal life at all, or discuss that? Is that a thing in Judaism today.
Oh, eternal life is definitely a thing, yeah.
It is a thing. Yeah. Okay.
But for example, there's a story, right, where so we're Hasidic Jews.
Yeah.
So we have, in Hasidic Judaism, you know, you have like rabbis, which are like mentors.
You have what? Right? Rabbis?
They're called rabbis.
Rabbis?
Rabbis, yeah.
Rabbis.
So one of the, you know, one of the big, large spiritual mentors in, during when the communists took over Russia.
Yeah.
So one of them was trying to get information out of the rabbi. So he took a gun to his head and said, I could shoot you right now. So rabbi said, I'm not scared of you because you have multiple gods but one world. We have one God and multiple worlds. So, right? You're not afraid of dying in this world, passing this world, because there's always, you know, the soul.
Yeah.
The soul is spiritual.
Yeah, yeah.
The soul's connected to God, and the soul is eternal.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. So, I would say that the soul is not eternal in the sense that Adam and Eve were guarded from the tree of life. Like, it was said that they were actually kicked out of Eden so that they would not eat from the tree of life. And so, even them being in exile, like the true, like, you know, first parents of all of us, like every single one of these people, like their first true parents were Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
And they were exiled from the garden so that they would not eat from the tree of life. But what Christianity talks about is that Jesus Christ brings people back essentially to the tree of life. Like, he offers the tree of eternal life for us. Because I know that you have the same belief in Sheol. As we do, right? Like the kind of like the place of the dead, Gehenna. Like when somebody dies, like they're dead. They're in, like we would say, and you would say, I believe, like that they're in Sheol, like until, you know, and then they would also be like Abraham's bosom. I don't know if that's a thing in Judaism that they talk about that much.
That would be more in metaphoric language.
Right.
Hey guys.
How's it going?
Hey. What's up, Shannon?
Not too much.
Well, hell is just what we believe it's like a purification process before the soul can enter heaven.
Yeah.
You know, if it did many bad things in the world, so it has to be cleaned up.
Yeah. So you do believe that everyone, as Hasidic Jews, or is this just like an overall like Jewish belief that no matter what, everyone is going to be in heaven? They just.
But we do believe that every single Jew ultimately will go to heaven.
Okay, and what
and
about
that non-Jews? That may only be when Messiah comes.
When Messiah comes?
That may only be when Messiah comes. If a soul has done like a lot of evil.
Yeah.
Right? It may only be that. Yeah. But we do believe that ultimately every single soul will come back.
So Christians believe that as well, that there's going to be a day of resurrection for like the just and the unjust. The righteous, the unrighteous, the living and the dead, that there will be a resurrection. Brought back to be judged by God, right? For like your thought life, your good deeds, your bad deeds, all of those will be brought before the King of the Universe. But the only those who have their sins paid for, not just like covered, from the blood of sheep and goats and lambs, but to have the Messiah to cover. And I won't take your time. I know you're busy. I really appreciate you helping me understand. Like,
no problem.
What
but
you
the general, like, generally,
yeah.
Like, so our basic belief in regards to that, our basic belief for the reason we created the world, is we believe that God created the world because He wants us to bring Him down into the world. Okay? And the only way
Emmanuel, God with us.
Yeah, and the only way we can do that is through a process of, you know, is through humans being imperfect, right? Adam and Eve were given that first choice.
Right.
So they had the tree of life, which was, you know, when God first created the world, it said God created the world perfectly, right?
Yep.
Perfectly
very
means
good.
All the spiritual energy that the world was able to handle was revealed in the world.
Yep.
Right? The world's able to handle because the world, right, God is infinite, the world is finite, so you can't have a full relation with the infinite in the finite, but to whatever extent it was able to be possible, you know, the world was perfect. And then Adam and Eve, through their choice, right, created, you know, destroyed the perfection of the world.
Deception by Satan.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But that is ultimately for the purpose of, you know, when God, the reason why God put us into this world is not to be perfect, is to have these choices. And God knows we're going to fail sometimes. But what God wants us to do is to work, and through our work, bring God into the world. Now, every human being has a, Jews and non-Jews, have a, you know, have a, have a, uh, have a part in bringing God into this world, which is what we say when Messiah is going to come. That's going to be the ultimate perfection when God, when God himself comes into the, and is fully revealed in, into this world. And that's the conclusion of God's will. But just Jews, we believe, have a different role than non-Jews in that bringing, right?
Right.
So non-Jews, we believe their role is the seven Noahide laws.
Right, which is
it's called the seven Noahide laws.
Seven Noahide laws?
Noahide. Yeah,
okay.
And the basics of those are basically to have a moral society based off of a belief in God.
Yeah, right, based off of God's character, the Christian.
Yeah, exactly. So we believe it's a commandment for non-Jews to pray. It's a commandment for non-Jews to connect to God. Right, so in a sense, so even though we don't believe in, you know, in, let's say, Christianity or Islam or whatever, we do believe it's important for society. You know, religion is good for society, and the basics of those, you know, are belief in God and a belief, you know, in the seven Noahide laws. You know, don't kill, don't steal, all the, basically the Ten Commandments.
Basically, yeah.
You should base your morality, you know, off of a belief in God, because if you don't, then there's no, you know, objective true basis of morality, and then a Jew's. As Jews, our mission is to keep the Torah, and through that we will bring God's ultimate presence into this world. So that's the basic.
Got it. Okay. So for eternal life, then you're saying that one day,
the world will reach eternal life. What we believe is there will be a unification between the world, which is finite,
right,
therefore limited by definition, and the infinite.
Right. Sure. Absolutely. So Christianity also believes that very thing when Messiah comes again. So he came, you know, back in at the, you know, 0000 basically for the Roman calendar.
Right.
But so the scriptures say that he will come back, and at that point he's going to rescue the bride out. So the church, like true Israel, not just by like birthright physical, but also those who are adopted into the family of Abraham as well. So for us, eternal life is a big thing, but it only comes by like faith and trusting in the Messiah.
You could hear. You didn't even pick you up.
Have you ever read the New Testament?
No, I've never read the New Testament, but I've heard portions of it quoted. There are. I listen to podcasts. You know, some podcasts I listen to is, you know, they themselves are Christians.
Yeah.
And
what
sometimes.
Do you listen to?
You know, Michael Knowles,
okay.
Matt Walsh.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Matt Walsh, okay.
Yeah, those guys. So they're Catholic. Are you Catholic?
Not Catholic. Just Protestant.
Protestant.
Okay. So we actually reformed out of the Catholic Church.
At the Reformation.
At the Reformation. Yeah,
yeah,
very good.
Yeah.
So okay, you know a little bit. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you ever have questions about Christianity, you can use me as a resource. Just like I reached out to you.
That's cool. I think it's good to learn.
For
learn
sure.
About.
For sure. What's your name again?
Ari,
that's what it is. A-R-I. I can't remember.
Yeah.
A-R-I. A-R-I, and I'm Jay.
That's really
good. It's good to meet you. Thanks
yeah,
for talking again.
Indeed.